My name is Tori Whitaker Martinez, and I'm the lead editor for Infection Control Today. And today I have Dr. Tom Frieden, who is the president and CEO of Resolve to Save Lives. So thank you for joining me today, sir.
So nice to speak with you, Turi. Thanks for doing this.
You're welcome. Thank you. So would you mind telling me what your presentation's about at ID Week this week?
I'll be talking in a couple of presentations about a new approach, an approach that comes from decades of experience and lots of progress and some failures in infectious diseases and other parts of health and public health. It's an approach that can prevent and stop outbreaks, that can prevent and reverse drug resistance, and that can save millions of lives. It is see, believe, create. A three-step formula for a healthier world.
I love that. That's just so easy to remember and going to be very effective. So, what inspired you to do these topics for ID Week?
Over the past decades, I've worked on issues like multi-drug-resistant tuberculosis, Ebola, the spread of CRE and other resistant organisms, and it's become increasingly clear that there is an approach that can prevent and reverse these deadly problems. And I hope that the book that I've just published, The Formula for Better Health, How to Save Millions of Lives, Including Your Own, will enable more people to implement that approach to protect their communities, their families, and themselves.
Wonderful. So, would you mind elaborating on the key points or takeaways that you aim to deliver here at ID Week?
The formula is see, believe, create. First, see the invisible. See not just the numbers and drug resistance or things like the genomic epidemiology to understand the spread. See also the path to progress and see whether our programs are succeeding or failing. This is public health's superpower to see the invisible. Next, believe that we can change it. Believe the impossible. All too often, we assume that things are inevitable when in fact we can change them. So we need to strengthen that belief in the possibility of change. And third, work together to create a healthier future with organized, simple, well-communicated strategies that overcome the barriers to progress.
Wonderful. So, were there any surprising insights or findings as you were writing your book and were preparing for your presentations at ID Week?
One thing that surprised me was that public health surveillance actually started in 1662 with a cloth merchant named John Grant. He published what is actually, as far as I know, the first ever epidemiologic analysis of community health in any society, anywhere in the world, based on birth, death, and disease records in England in the 1600s. And he described emerging diseases such as rickets, which spread rapidly. He described the economic implications of different infectious diseases. For example, he showed that plague killed between 1% and 82% of people in different years, but that other diseases, what he called epidemic fever, we're not quite sure what that was, were actually more economically disruptive because they caused so much illness that there were, as he put it, quote, scarce hands enough to bring in the harvest. So here is this guy, 350 plus years ago, figuring out how to see the invisible, figuring out how infectious diseases affect our economy, our society, and suggesting a way forward for a healthier future.
My audience has consisted of infection preventionists, epidemiologists, sterile processing, environmental services, ID docs. What is your opinion, speaking to these people, what is the most significant challenge that these people face today, and how will your presentation address that challenge?
I think one of our biggest challenges in infectious diseases is that we assume certain things are inevitable. And I'm confident that in 20, 30, 40 years, we will look back on the burden of hospital-associated infections and healthcare-associated infections in the US today. And we'll think, how could they have let that happen? And this is not a criticism of any one individual. We have great tools to have a better understanding to see the invisible of how infections are spreading in hospitals and other healthcare facilities, to have phased progress where we have different programs in different areas implementing projects that bring down those infection rates, and then systematically overcoming the barriers with simple things like checklists, with organized approaches like having a really empowered infectious disease unit that tracks and reduces infections in the facility, that communicates effectively with all levels, with patients, with healthcare workers, with policymakers, and that overcomes the barriers, including the inertia that we sometimes face in infectious diseases.
Absolutely. Do you have anything else you would like to add?
There's one other approach that I mention in the book, The Formula for Better Health, and which my organization, Resolve to Save Lives, has worked on with nearly 50 countries around the world. And I think it's really important for infectious disease programs. The policy is 717, 7 days to find every outbreak after it emerges, 1 day to report it to public health, and 7 days to have all essential control measures in place. What we're finding is that the 717 approach allows a find a problem, fix a problem kind of worldview, where instead of just coming up with a plan and spending a long time seeing if we can improve things, every single outbreak is an opportunity for continuous improvement with a simple yes, no, was it met or not, all three? And if not, not a blame to anyone. Let's figure out what the bottlenecks were, what the enablers were. What we need to be doing in healthcare and public health is using data to improve performance. And that's what See, Believe, Create is all about. See the invisible trends, strengthen belief that we can change them, and then work together systematically to create a healthier future.
That's absolutely wonderful. Thank you so much, sir, for joining me today. It's been such a pleasure. I've always wanted to meet you. I follow you on LinkedIn, read all your stuff, and I really appreciate it very much.
It's a pleasure to speak with you. Thanks very much for what you do, Tori.
Thank you.